Good evening. This is Lehigh Valley Discourse, and you are listening to Wellness Lehigh Valley. I am your host, Sally Hanlon. Wellness is important to a balanced lifestyle, and more, we as humanity are figuring out how certain elements can lead to positive results. From mental health to the environment, including all things that can affect your wellness, I am happy to invite you into conversations on ways to improve or think differently about wellness in the Lehigh Valley. And tonight I'm going to share with you a gem here in Northampton County. It's Bell Tower Cultural Center. But before I expose what that is and where it is, let me give you a little bit of background about how really important this cultural center is. Our experiences during COVID isolation have underscored the vital role of real human connections in our overall well-being. These connections are increasingly visible in our local communities, whether through potluck dinners at community centers, live music on porches, neighborhood yard sales, or pickleball leagues. Engaging with others who share similar interests has become a priority. How did we get so disconnected in the first place? Well, part of it is the advancement of our society. Over the past 75 years, societal shifts have gradually eroded our sense of community. Multi-generational households dwindled, televisions became the centerpiece of indoor entertainment, and air conditioning encouraged people to stay inside rather than to socialize outdoors. As a result, we lost touch with neighbors, friends, and even family. Today, in recognition of the health benefits of social interaction, doctors are prescribing social prescriptions to encourage reconnection. Reclaiming our neighborhoods and fostering community bonds are essential for our health and well-being. Tonight, we highlight the inspiring efforts of Martins Creek, a small Northampton County village within Lower Mount Bethel Township. With a population of under 1,000, this community has united around a historic facility, transferring it into a vibrant destination for all ages, youth, adults, seniors, to engage in arts and culture. So with me tonight, I have Jim Palmieri. He is vice president of the board of this organization in Martins Creek. And I'd like to ask Jim to give us a little bit of background about him. And you probably know the name Palmieri from some of the transportation vehicles you've seen around the Lehigh Valley. But Jim, please introduce yourself to our listeners and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sally, and really appreciate you having me on tonight. I've been a lifelong resident of Martins Creek, which is in Lower Mount Bethel Township, just north of Easton, south of Bangor. It's a rural area that has a lot of farmers, a lot of small industry, very honestly, small businesses. But, you know, I started here, was born here, and have a funeral home still here that I started back in 1980. My family was always in the transportation business, so I migrated over to that while still having the funeral home. And we're known around the valley, as you see the name Palmieri on the side of buses, still on school buses. Sold that business a while ago, but stayed in the travel and transportation business. And recently I retired from there. So now focusing on how to keep the community together. I loved your opening here about having communication and having connections with people, because that's exactly what we're trying to do at the Bell Tower.
Yeah, and that's so important. And, you know, it was important before COVID, but that certainly accentuated the fact that we really need each other in person, physically. Digital doesn't do it all. So great.
No, in business, I spent so much time on Zoom calls that when we were home during COVID, that it really, I think it affected not only the older generation, which is really now with retirement, it's actually coming home to roost a bit, but for all ages. I mean, we saw what did with the kids, et cetera. So getting together is so important.
Yeah. Well, as I was doing research for the show, Jim, I was extremely impressed with this organization. And the overall 501c3 is Three Churchill Arts and Historical Society. But the facility, the venue, is Bell Tower Cultural Center. So how can you share how the community rallied behind this effort? Because it is such a small community. How were you able to pull all this together?
Well, you know, we saw a need, and I think that's the impetus of most organizations or businesses or whatever. You find a need and you try to fill it. We had the luxury as well as the dismay of having a building. It was a former Lutheran church built in 1864 in Martin Street, Trinity Lutheran Church. And very honestly, it lost its flock. I mean, the people died off and the congregation just wasn't there. So the question was, what's going to happen with this building? And a group of people got together and really looked at how can we not only save the building because it was a historic site, but at the same time, how could it be used for the benefit of the community? So there were about five or six people who had little small organizations in the town. One was they did a garden club. They had a book club. They had, you know, small little clubs. They said, how can we bring those activities together in one place? And how can we use this building rather than it becoming a condominium or being torn down or going to disrepair? How can we do the benefits of both sides? So that's how it really started. It was just a group of people. We all put in a little bit of seed money, not a whole lot, but did some to get ourselves going. And the church congregation was great, actually gave us the building for only $1. Mm. But that was the impetus to be able to do something like this.
So when this group got together and started doing the brainstorming and thinking about it, how long ago was that, Jim? How long did it take you guys to pull everything together and offer the Vibrant program that you're offering now?
Yeah, I think it was in the May of 2023. You know, small community. We met on the back of Ray DeFebo's back porch, sat at a picnic table, and decided how do we do this thing and what do we want to vision it, and what are some of the activities that really would create a closer sense of community. So, you know, we brainstormed. Certainly some of the things we're doing today aren't what we talked about then, and some of the things that we thought we would do then aren't really happening yet. But it was just a bunch of people, very honestly, some artistic, some very linear, but trying to get all the groups together to see how this would work. So it started in May of 23. We had our first open house, very honestly, in the fall of 23. And then we did a Christmas program in December of 23. So that was all of 23. And then in 24, we really decided that we had to focus on, we had to be a viable organization. We had to put programming in to make it a legitimate organization that people really felt, hey, there's something there. There's something consistent there. So that's how we really started with our programming in the beginning of 2024.
And this was all volunteer. There were no federal grants or anything to get you guys started or pull you together. This was all just the community rallying behind this idea, correct?
It really was. It was really the community coming together. I will tell you a few fun, not fun things now. Now they're fun, but before they weren't. When we walked into the building, there was a big sign over the sink that said, do not drink this water. You know, the EPA says, don't drink the water. And you start to get estimates, and it was $9,000 to fix the water. And maybe a month or two later, we saw some stains in the ceiling tiles. The roof leaked. So we learned very quickly that the community had to come together. And we all started to look for some grants. And we can talk about grants a little bit later, mm-hmm. but it was the community giving us the seed money to be able to start this and to use that money as matching funds for a couple of the grants that we got to really make this go further. But we've had some really good partners as it relates to organizations who have helped us, and as well as the community just, you know, not only giving us maybe a donation, but paying $10 to come and see a movie. So those are all the kind of range of support that we have gotten.
Now, Jim, you had mentioned when you were talking about this initially about the historical value of the church. And as I recall in reading some of the information, there is a revolutionary cemetery between you and another facility that you sort of are partnering and doing things. Is that correct?
Right. We're really kind of blessed where we are, because where the church is, right next to it is a cemetery that goes back to revolutionary times. In fact, there are 24 revolutionary soldiers buried in that cemetery. And then just on the other side of the cemetery, we were blessed very early on, a number of years ago, a woman named Rita Swope, who started a thing called the Hunter Martin Settlement Museum. And it's an area, it's an old township civil defense building that has, that it really started off as a one-room schoolhouse, but it got repurposed and is now the community's museum. And they do a great job over there. So that whole street was so vibrant. It made us feel so good on the day of our open house last fall, because the museum was open. People got to see what was going on in both facilities, as well as they got to understand what the cemetery was about. So we've been really blessed with having this one street having so much history on it.
Yeah, that's incredible that those things just sort of came together, and a great partnership or you know, support for both organizations having this there. Now, listeners, I'm amazed at the programs that these guys are doing. And keep in mind, this is all volunteers, correct? There's no paid staff, right?
There is no paid staff. And in fact, we have a very small board. There's only seven of us on the board. We have some nice volunteers who come out and help cook for us for some of our food programs. And we have people who come and help clean and help usher people during the during shows, have people outside parking cars. So people do show up and do care.
Yeah.
So yes, no paid staff.
And and that's engagement at all levels in the community. But listeners, they do art shows and classes. They have music and performing art performances, educational presentations and workshops. They have what they call more than movies, because it's more than just seeing a movie. There's other things that happen with that. They've got historical presentations. It's incredible to me. What is the website, Jim? Can you give that to us so that these listeners can go and look at the amazing amount of programming that you guys do?
Sure. It's belltowerculturalcenter.org.
Okay. And please, you know, after this show, please take a moment and go to that website to see what all is there. Now, before we go to break, Jim, just want to ask you one question about, you know, you're in a small community, you're in a village in Northampton County. Where do you pull from? Where are you getting people supporting all of these events that you're doing?
It's pretty amazing, the power of social media, right? The unfortunate demise on many of the newspapers. So now how do you get the word out? In Martin's Creek, it used to be a big deal that at 10 o'clock in the morning, everyone went to the post office to get their mail, and they would look at the bulletin board or talk to each other. And while we still have the bulletin board and we still have the post office, many people now get their mail delivered that they did not have before in our small town. So how do we do it? So we sort of embrace social media. Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and we just keep putting those ads out there. You can follow us on any of those platforms. But it's interesting how far things go. We had a cooking class. We have two women, both named Marie. We call them the Two Maries, who do this absolutely wonderful cooking class about four times a year, twice in the spring, twice in the fall. And they're two Italian ladies. They really get into it, and they're funny as can be. But we had a young couple walk in, and I said, you know, where are you from? And they said, Reading. And we thought, okay, how did that happen? They saw us on our ticketing platform, Eventbrite, and he was a foodie. The man of the couple was a foodie, and she gave it to him for Valentine's Day. And here they came from Reading. So as much as it's a small community deal, sometimes we get people from further away.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, listeners, we're going to go to a short break right now. You're listening to Wellness Lehigh Valley with our guest, Jim Palmieri, who is the Vice President of the Board for Bell Tower Cultural Center. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Petey Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Welcome back to our Wellness Lehigh Valley Discourse program. We are talking about the Bell Tower Cultural Center in Martins Creek with our guest, Jim Palmieri. And Jim is vice president of this board. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the scope of programs that they offer, which are just amazing. So go to that website, belltowerculturalcenter.org. But Jim, just so our listeners understand, you know, how do you determine what kind of programs you want to do, and is it seasonal? Somebody has responsibility for it? Does everybody bring in their own ideas? How does this happen?
Well, you know, it's great being surrounded by artistic people. And sometimes that's a wonderful meeting to be in. And sometimes it's like herding 1,000 cats, because everyone has a different idea of what they think the programming should be. So what we did, we sort of brought it into those five pillars that you talked about before: art, music, educational, movies, as well as historically speaking, we call it. So we look at those buckets, and we know that our season is actually compressed because it's an old building and there's no air conditioning in the building. So therefore, we try not to do anything from mid-late May through September. We take the summer off. So we try to jam everything into the spring and the fall and the winter. Last year in 2024, we did 40 programs in our center,
wow,
which is a lot.
It is a lot,
especially for seven people.
Yeah.
But you know, the volunteers show up and everything happens. This year in 2025, we have 47 on the books. My gut is that'll grow as people have the next great idea. We've been very fortunate that people have supported the programs, and we really haven't canceled. I think we've canceled maybe one or two due to lack of interest. But, you know, we've done art shows in the spring and the fall. We'll be doing one in the fall this year. We're not doing a spring one because our spring calendar kind of got filled up with a lot of other things. As it relates to movies, we try to do things that movies are a kind of local. So, for instance, this coming weekend, we all know Franklin Hill Vineyards. It's a local company here in Lower Mount Bethel Township. And we all know Elaine Pavinsky.
Yes.
Very honestly, has done a great job with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Ferris over at Channel 39 did a documentary on Elaine. So we're actually going to show the documentary Sisterhood of the Vine and then do a wine tasting. Well, we thought that was a great idea, right? And
mm-hmm.
we thought that we'd have a few people show up for it. Well, our Saturday, 50 people already signed up almost immediately. So it sold out. So we're doing it again on Sunday. So there's still a couple seats left for that. There's my shameless plug. But that is the kind of things that we try to do. We try to put a theme around it. Last year, we had Pat Rizzolino, who did a great documentary on the Easton Phillipsburg football game.
Okay.
We did that just before the Phillipsburg game, and we did a tailgate outside with hot dogs and tailgating. And so, you know, it's more than movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day, we're doing the movie called Brooklyn, which is about an Irish girl coming to America. And we're doing, you know, Irish desserts with Irish coffee, et cetera, afterwards. So you have to make things a little bit inclusive in a different kind of way, right?
Right.
You have to add things to just the movie. Because you go into a movie theater today, and sometimes you're lucky to see 4, 6, 8 people in a movie theater. You know, and we'll get 30 or 40 people coming to a movie. So it's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the movie side. That's how we decide on that. Historically speaking, we have signed up for an EITC grant, meaning that we can bring school kids up and do a program on the Revolutionary War. And right next door is we can take the kids out and show them the cemetery and really make that connection with the soldiers and why they were there. So that's really kind of a neat thing that we're doing on the historic side. educationally, we have this whole range of things. We have, like I talked about earlier, the tumeries making food. We have had conversations about different gardens that were built. We do that a little bit in connection with the garden club that's in town. You're actually going to be here and talking about aging well in April, right?
Shameless plug there, yeah.
Yes, April 2nd. So, and that makes perfect sense. That's in a program we call Out to Lunch. So we do a very inexpensive $7 lunch for mostly people 55 and over with a related topic, with a topic that's important to them. Aging well means so much, and especially with your opening today, means so much to what's going on with our people in our community. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really well. This month, it's about poetry and photography with a professor who's coming and talking about Langston Hughes. Our first month of doing this in January was the son of Holocaust survivors, and he went through his parents' ordeals. So, you know, those kind of educational programs are huge, and we're doing those. Arts, we do not only an art show, we do some art classes for kids. And with kids, we're doing Kids Can, it's called, story time as well as crafts. So that ties in the art stuff. And probably our biggest part is music right now. We started early on with a thing called Sunday Sessions, 4 to 6 on a Sunday afternoon once a month. We bring in emerging artists from the area who are doing some, you know, great work. And we're getting, you know, getting a nice crowd. We bring some food in, and people just have a relaxing, you know, Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
For the Sunday sessions. Now, we've expanded that a little bit now, doing a thing called Final Fridays, which means the last Friday of the month, we're bringing more of like the rock groups or the more maybe a little bit more metal than you would have on a Sunday afternoon relaxed kind of music. But that's also original music. We had a great group last week called the Agitators. And just the music that came out of that was all original was spectacular. They had an opening band called Brunch, both of them, original music.
Yeah.
So that's really, you know, the music is really super important to us. And we have local people. I just saw, I think I talked to you earlier, that WDIY is sponsoring Craig Thatcher with the Tom Petty show over at the State Theater. That's great things. Craig is coming on April 25th to the Bell Tower with he and Cliff Starkey for a more mellow kind of Friday evening kind of program. So music is huge for us right now.
Well, while you're on music, why don't you share with our listeners, Jim, what you shared with me about the Lehigh Valley Sing-Off?
Yeah, oh, boy, are we excited about that. So we did put in for a grant through Northampton County, and thank you to Northampton County for the grant. And let me just go back to a grant that we got very early on. I talked about the water not being drinkable. The Rotary Club of Easton, and Rotary, as you know, is all about health and kids and clean water. And we do clean water throughout the world. I'm a Rotarian. We do clean water throughout the world, but here we had not clean water in Bangor, Pennsylvania, you know, outside of Martins Creek. And so they came through and helped us with a grant through not only the Rotary Club of Easton, as well as our local district, to help us put a purification system at the Bell Tower. So I wanted to really give them a shout out as well.
Okay.
But the Northampton County has a casino grant program, and we put in, it was sort of a lark. We thought, let's try a music competition. And I'm a huge Harry Chapin fan. I mean, I have been for, you know, I don't know, since I can remember.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, he died very young. But he had a song called Mr. Tanner, which was all about a singer who went onto a stage. He wanted to make it big. He was a dry cleaner from Dayton, Ohio, and made his big town hall debut in New York. And he was panned by the newspapers. But the words were very important. It was music was his life. It was not his livelihood. And it made him feel very happy, and it made him feel very good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang. It only made him whole. And that's just so perfect about music. So we thought there's a lot of great emerging artists or very experienced artists in the Lehigh Valley. let's do this sing-off. So we're going to have 3 weeks in one of September the 14th, October 12th, and November 9th. Fire singer-songwriters will have the opportunity to sing original songs as well as a cover if they want for 15 minutes. And each week they will pick a winner. And then we'll have the final program on November the 23rd. And that will have actually a $2,000 prize for the winner of that. So it's kind of a big deal for us. We're just announcing it today. So there you go. You got the exclusive.
That's right.
And we're excited about that. So music is a big part of the Bell Tower.
And you will have some reference to that, I'm assuming, on your Bell Tower website, because you mentioned you're also doing a website for this event as well, Lehigh Valley Sing Off.
Yes, we put one out called LehighValleySingOff.org.
Okay.
And you'll be seeing some public relations and press releases about that very soon.
Great. I'm anxious to hear about that one for sure. Listeners, if you're getting the idea that this is a very organized group, that's the right idea. Jim sent me the business plan for the Bell Tower, and I have to tell you, as a person, as a banker, as a former small business development center person who taught business plans, this was excellent. So much thought has gone into developing this center. It's incredible to me that a group of volunteers could come together and produce something like this. How long did it take you guys to do this, Jim?
Well, you know, what I think was so great about the organization is that you have such a diverse group of minds coming, sitting around that picnic table. You know, I have Joe Pilliar, who's our board president, and Elvira Woodruff. Elvira is a very accomplished children's book writer, very artistic. Lots of great ideas there. And then we have the DeFebo family, who has been involved in the arts like crazy in the area, and local business people. And so there's a business mind as well as the arts mind. My mind has always been in business, so therefore business plans make sense to me. So when we got together and started to do these plans for the future, we said we need to, it's a nonprofit and we have these great goals in mind, but we need to do it in a very methodical way, hence a business plan. So we built that business plan back in, it was done, I would say the fall of 23. And then we have not just put it on a shelf and said, forget about it. We've lived it and we've kept updating it. And we kept going back to it to say, hey, there's lots of noise out there, different organizations doing different things. We're going to focus on our mission. And this plan is going to keep us going in that direction. So that's really the basis for that. And I would encourage every nonprofit to really just to sit down, or any small business, to sit down and to make certain that you have written down what you want to do.
Well, and the detail in which you've done it. I mean, maybe you should offer a course in business plan writing as one of your options for folks there, because you have, you know, you've listed the competition, you have all of the, and we have a big area of cultural activities, a big range of things, and yet this Bell Tower Cultural Center fits a niche that is so unique. I don't think anybody else in the Lehigh Valley is doing anything near to what you guys are doing to embellish an activity beyond just the focus of the activity, like the, you know, the wine tasting and Elaine's movie and, you know, the two Marias. I mean, that's great, great thinking.
You know, we are blessed to have all this talent in the area, and not just where we are. I mean, the whole Lehigh Valley has talent everywhere, and every organization is doing a great job, but you know, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, we'll make ours our little destination, and we'll figure out at the end of the day, you know, what really does work for us the most. We're a year and a half old, so we're seeing what really is setting a fire in someone's brain. That's what I want to do. And we're seeing stuff that's, well, maybe, maybe not as we go forward. But, you know, we're going to try everything at first. And so far, so good. I mean, the place holds 100 people. I mean, that's, so it's intimate, especially with the music. It's very intimate, where people feel like it has a bit of a church feel, but it's no longer a church kind of thing. You know, the altar is now a stage. And those were kind of things that we had to work ourselves through, especially, you know, very honestly, we were going to show a movie one day, and then when we really screened it, there's too much language in here, even though it's not a church anymore. We just feel what's right for our people and for respect for who we are and what our community is.
Okay.
So it's all those kinds of things that you sort of balance out as you go forward.
Well, it's pretty amazing, and unfortunately, our time is just about up today, Jim, but is there any one thing that you'd like to have our listeners remember about this conversation?
I think the important thing is if you have a group of like-minded people who want to do something for the community and to reach out, just do it. And if you don't have a group of people, we had an old priest who used to say, you know, I think today's prayer is for you to call an old friend of your parents who might be lonely sitting at home. Just make that call. That's going to be the greatest thing that you could do today. So it's those kinds of things that bringing people together, just find a conversation. You know, we get so darn distant from each other between texts and emails and things like that. I think we need the common voice and the common face-to-face to really make us all healthier.
Terrific message for everybody. Thank you, Jim Palmieri of Bell Tower Cultural Center, for being with us for this program. Thanks so much, Jim.
Oh, thank you for having us. And come on out to the bell.
Okay. And listeners, I want to thank you for making the time for this conversation. You can also find past episodes and other public affairs programming at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I'm Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more discussions on the Lehigh Valley, and we'll see you next time on Wellness Lehigh Valley.